Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you for the paper on the elements for the Lausanne Action Plan, for which I would like to express Norway's general support for the direction that you've outlined. We're pleased to see that you're aiming for an action plan that is actionable, clear, and measurable. Our goal should be to draft an action plan that promotes the greatest possible degree of accountability for its implementation among all states' parties. We encourage drafting the plan in clear and concise language. We believe that this will help states' parties feel ownership of the actions and will support effective implementation. We fully support the idea of having a cross-cutting section, and we believe it should take the form of actions with associated indicators. Although it may be challenging, there is value in trying to operationalize our principles in clear and action-oriented language. We're pleased to see that gender and diversity is included as important points. We should aim to integrate these important considerations in all parts of our work in a practical way that recognizes and responds to the different needs and experiences of women, men, girls, and boys. We welcome a broader focus on universalization to cover both the norm and the number of states' parties. Actions in this section should be as concrete as possible and seek to give us practical tools to advance in this field. Compliance is a very important topic and one that we believe should be addressed in the Lausanne Action Plan. It may, however, possibly be better placed as a separate section rather than as a subsection of universalization. Nevertheless, we remain flexible on this particular point. We support your elements on stockpile destruction, and we should focus on keeping stockpile destruction on track and avoid further requests for extension as far as possible. We support the split, the section on survey clearance and risk education into two separate sections. We're glad to see that the field of risk education is evolving and believe it deserves a separate attention and recognition as an important way of protecting people from explosive risks. The elements on risk education are good, and we fully support them. In line with our general comment on going with clear language, the first bullet point on taking comprehensive approach to risk education will need to be carefully formulated into an easy to understand action. We support the approach that you outlined for the section on survey and clearance, but encourage taking an even more ambitious approach in this section. The Lausanne Action Plan needs to help us to make a collective push to speed up clearance and survey worldwide. We should work hard to avoid unnecessary requests for extension under Article 4 and need to use the full range of our toolbox, including cooperation and assistance to this effect. We know the importance of having a national baseline of contamination. So would it, for example, be possible to commit all states' parties to carrying out such a baseline within a given date? We're glad to see the elements paper make the case for using the latest evidence-based and most efficient methodologies for survey and clearance in line with the International Mine Action Standards. This is important as it helps us get the most results out of limited resources. And finally, we fully support the idea to anchor the country coalition concept in the Lausanne Action Plan. We're strong supporters of the country coalition and believe that such regular in-country dialogue involving all stakeholders should be encouraged for all affected states' parties. We would like to recall that the value of the country coalition is to promote technical and policy dialogue between donors, the affected country, and operators to jointly address challenges in survey and clearance. And it may additionally help increase donor support and donor coordination for the country. Look forward to supporting you on the road to Lausanne. Thank you, Mr. President.